NCBA's membership has voiced our concerns very loudly to USDA on both accounts. What I can say is that on the Brazil front, we were very appreciative that USDA did allow extra time on that comment period. That allowed NCBA to work with several third-party assessors to really kind of provide some scientific discussion into our concerns of allowing potentially fresh and frozen beef from Brazil into the country, a country like Brazil who has had a known history of struggling with foot and mouth disease. Now, right, looking at Argentina that has now moved forward, that comment period is October the 28th. We're hopeful that USDA will allow additional time. So again, NCBA can work with some third-party scientists to help provide scientific information to USDA.
But she says, to be clear, NCBA's membership is very supportive of trade.
We really want trade, but that trade has to be based on sound science. And when you're looking at certain parts of the world that have struggled with a disease like foot and mouth disease, we do not want to jeopardize our domestic health here for our animals and our herd. So we are strongly pushing back against the USDA's proposal. We've had numerous meetings with them. They have come out to talk to our producers on an individual basis at our convention and at our summer meetings, and we truly appreciate that dialogue. However, we have strong concerns on the lack of safeguards that Brazil and Argentina can put in place just to make sure that that disease is not brought into the United States. So we're going to do everything we can to continue to push back against USDA's proposals.
And Christina said NCBA is not alone in this effort, as over the past 2 months, letters have been sent from Congress, including one from Florida Congressman Ted Yoho, asking the Government Accountability Office to take a harder look at the process APHIS went through on this determination. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.